Welcome to the Ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision is bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Come on, celebrate God this morning, celebrate God this morning, celebrate God this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you happy to be in God's presence this morning? Are you happy to be in God's presence this morning? I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm happy to see you this morning. You're looking so beautiful. And I know that after the service this morning, God would have beautified your life more with His glory, in Jesus' name. Please have your seats majestically, you know, as kings and queen in God's presence. And for everyone joining us online, thank you for joining us this morning. We are happy to have you join us here. And we believe God, you know, that it's the same presence of God that we experience in this place, you're going to experience wherever you are, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Such a beautiful thing to be in God's presence. And, you know, I'm grateful to God for this opportunity. And I'm thankful to my father, you know, in the Lord, Pastor Daniel, who has given me the opportunity to share this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This morning, briefly, we're going to be starting a series that will start this morning, but continue on Wednesdays. So we started this morning, but we're going to continue it on Wednesdays. So what it means is that you should prepare to be part of the next couple of Wednesdays to get the full package. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Preparing for dominion in 2023. Preparing for dominion in 2023. You know, our Father has declared through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost that 2023 is our year of dominion. We need to prepare for the experience that God is bringing our way. So we're going to be starting this morning, you know, it's power of preparation as we believe God to lead us, you know, in that direction. 2022, I believe for, you know, all of us in some way is the year of outpouring. And you see, I wanted to be able to look at things in its entirety. Because it's very easy for us to just quickly switch our minds to those things that did not work in 2022. It's very easy to quickly look at some of our failures, some of our shortcomings, the goals that we did not attain. You know, where it seems as if God failed us, you know, the prayers you offered, and it seems you did not get the answer the way you desired it. Those are the things that our mind will quickly jump at. But you see, when we really sit down and take stock and count our blessings, we realize that indeed it's been a year of outpouring. Indeed, it's been a year of outpouring. You know, it's important that as people of God, we don't look at things the way ordinary people see things. We need to be able to see things from the lens of God. Hallelujah. You know, so there are beautiful things that God has done for us this year. And one of such beautiful things is that He has kept you to be alive to witness today. Hallelujah. Actually, the most beautiful thing. Hallelujah. You know, and we have to be grateful. We have to be grateful. We have to be grateful. I'll move quickly this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Corinthians I would like to, okay, let's do 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. You know, when the word dominion is said, the word dominion, when you look at the word dominion, I know Pastor is going to do a synthesis on that word. I'm really looking forward. You know, but there's something about that word that struck me, you know. One of the interpretations of the word dominion is ascendancy. Ascendancy. I mean, I don't know. That word ascendancy, you know, stuck with me. And when you hear the word ascendancy, when you look for the meaning, it simply means to occupy or to take a position of power or of influence. Occupying or taking a position of power or of influence. So you are now at a vantage position where you are in control of so many factors. You are now at a position where you can influence situations around you. You know, we say, we quote the scriptures, you know, from Hebrews chapter 11, you know, verse 3, I suppose. It says that by faith, the words were framed by the word of God. And we try to frame our word. And we say that the words were framed by the word of God. It means that the world, the cosmos, what we see in the universe, were put into frame, into position by the word of God. It shows that God has influence on the world. That's why his word could put all of those things into frame. So when God created the world with his word, that talks about the capacity of the influence that God has over the world. So as individuals, as we position ourselves in 2023, we must realize that God's desire, God's design for us is dominion. And the dominion is coming from the perspective of the fact that we need to be able to gain ascendancy to a point where we can control and influence the factors, the things around us. We are lights of the world. And the way to lighten the world is to influence it. And we understand that the way to influence, you know, it comes in two strategic ways. There is the power dimension of influence. There is the power dimension of influence. You know, I mean, you know how if you begin to do some spectacular things right now in this place, you know, for example, if I just say in the name of Jesus, you know, let money begin to appear in your bank account and you experience it. Then you see people testing their friends that, oh, money is appearing in bank accounts in Lighthouse. And people start gathering. And before you know it, people will be gathering for, you know, a large crusade. You know. You know. Now, as interesting as that is, there are a lot of situations where this is the reality for a lot of people. You know, they go to gatherings where, you know, all the different dimensions. I mean, you see, the workings of God is amazing, right? And we do not take them lightly. But they have to be applied in the context of the scripture. But you need to understand what I'm trying to say. People gravitate towards power. People gravitate towards power. So there is the dimension of power to influence people. Then there is the dimension of wisdom to influence people. There is the dimension of wisdom to be able to influence people. You see, when you deliver solutions where people have been looking for answers, you will get rewarded for it. And I'm going to touch on a few people in the scriptures that had those experiences. I mean, for example, remember the story of Joseph. Joseph was simply a young chap that had a dream that was just following God. You know, as we read about the story in Genesis chapter 37, then he told it, you know, those visions to his brothers. They, you know, they were jealous of him, and you know, all of those things that happened. But the interesting part was when he was in prison in Genesis chapter 40, and Pharaoh had a dream, and he was confused, and he needed an answer so badly to what it meant, and they had to send for Joseph, and Joseph came, gave interpretation to that dream. And guess what? The decision that Pharaoh was going to make was to determine who is now going to oversee all of these things that we have said. The only person that he found worthy was Joseph, who had the interpretation to the situation. So he moved from prison to becoming the prime minister in the most powerful kingdom at the time, through wisdom. Remember that Joseph didn't perform miracle. It was what? Wisdom. Wisdom of God. So dimension of dominion can come in power and can also come in wisdom. But it's important that we understand that God's desire is for us to gain ascendance. Very quickly, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, it says, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, right? Nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has done what? Prepared for those who love him. You see, God is not a haphazard God. He's not disorganized. God is perfect in all of his ways. And part of what that perfection includes is that he plans everything, completes everything from the beginning. Bible says that he's the ancient of days, declaring the end from the beginning. So everything about 2023, God has completed. He's not just trying to plan it. He has already finished it. Because he's the one that dwells in eternity. He does not dwell in time. He dwells in eternity. Out of eternity, he created time. We are the one that dwells in the dimension of time. Hallelujah. So in our own chronological dimension, next year is 2023. But everything that has to do with that year, he has perfected. And that's why he said he has prepared those things. So 2023 is a prepared year. Hallelujah. See, if there is any position you should take, it's not an anxious position. You should not be, you know, anxious about what 2023 has to hold. Because God has prepared things for you in 2023. Yeah, you need to now prepare for the things that God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you need to prepare for the things that God has prepared for you. Why has he prepared them? Because he loves us. He loves us. So he has those things prepared already for us. But he wants us to prepare for the things that he has prepared for us. You know, one of the things that people wonder, you know, about in the life of believers that has also created confusion and has also made soul winning kind of difficult for believers is that the manifestation of the revelation that we receive from God most of the time is usually lesser than that revelation. So, all over the world at this time, believers begin to receive words, begin to receive declarations, prophetic words, the things that God has in mind, that he has prepared for his church, for his people, the following year. But When people get into this year, when they enter into that season, it's unfortunate that the manifestation that people experience is often and ridiculously lower than the revelation that was projected by God. So people wonder, you said the year is this, and they're looking at you, when you came back from church, you were, we saw your timeline, we saw on your WhatsApp status, we saw on your Instagram, updates, that this is your year of this and that and that. And this is, 12 months down the line. You can't see it. What happened? But you see, the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says, by two immutable things, by which it is impossible for God to lie. God does not lie. God does not change. But when the manifestation of the revelation of God is lower than, the revelation that was received, it means that there are certain elements that are dependent on man that has not been triggered. You see, that's why it's important that we understand how to get into the new year. This is important because the manifestation we will see is dependent on how much preparation we have put in place for the year. You see, if you now start planning for 2023 by January 1st, you're already late. You're already late. Because it means that you are losing the first day already because there's no plan. And if you decide to plan for 2023 by the third week of January, it means that you've lost 3 weeks already. Hallelujah. Because every day, the Bible says that day to day uttereth speech, night to night uttereth knowledge. And it says his mercies are renewed. When? Every morning. So, you see, there is provision for every day of the 366 or 365 days of the year. There is a provision. God has designed something for each of those days. But if we are not in alignment, we miss out on those things that he has planned for us. Hallelujah. The quality of our experience or our performance is a function of our preparation. There was this saying, growing up, I think it was one of the Secretary of State in the U.S. that said, but it was a slogan. It says, proud preparation prevents poor performance. Prior preparation. It's not preparation while you are in the face of that thing. Prior preparation. Prior means before that thing begins. Prior preparation prevents poor performance. You see, there is an element of preparation that, as believers, we are very used to. As a matter of fact, you don't need to be asked to do it. It comes to us naturally, and which is prayer. I'm sure some people have been attending different retreats now. From one prayer retreat to the other prayer retreat, or perhaps even planning to attend, which is fantastic. I once said that, I don't just believe that prayer is the master key. I believe that prayer is our master's key. So if prayer was the key that our master used on earth, then we should use it. So I strongly believe that we should pray. But you see, prayer is not the only element of preparation that is needed to experience all the dimensions that God has promised. Prayer plays a major role. In fact, if you try to prepare for a new season or a new year as believers, and you take out the element of prayer, you have missed out on a major catalyst that will allow you to experience the fullness of that revelation. So what it means is that while you prepare without praying, you should expect anything to happen. Anything. Because praying is actually engaging divinity in the affairs of humanity. It means that you are establishing connection between God's power and the circumstances around you. So you can determine what kind of influence you want that power to do for you. So either you want to make change, either you want to stop something, either you want to continue, whatever it is. The Bible says whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Whatever you disallow on earth is disallowed. That's the power of prayer. So you can stop certain influence around your life by praying, and you can activate certain things in your life by praying. But it's not just all about prayer. I had to say that to establish the critical importance that prayer plays, you know, in our preparation. But it is not just about prayer alone. There are three key elements. Prayer is number one. Prayer is number one. But you see, you must plan and you must act. Prayer is number one. Number two, you must plan and you must act. In fact, I put it this way. You must prayerfully plan and act. That's the best way to prepare. You prayerfully plan and act. Hallelujah. Because you see, each time we pray, what we do is that we open up ourselves to the dimension of God. We are created in the image and in the likeness of God. We are carriers of the life of God. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power. We carry the life of God on our inside. You see, so when we pray, what we do is that we enable ourself that is in this realm, to have access to the atmosphere, the environment of our actual self. I will explain that to you. We are spirits. How many of you believe that you're a spirit? Maybe some of us need to get back to Salvation 101 to know that you're a spirit. You have a soul and you live in this body. We are spirits. And you see, it's an understanding that you must not let go. It's a consciousness that you must carry. Because otherwise, what limits other human beings on earth will limit you if you don't recognize that you're a spirit. Being a spirit means that I have the opportunity to have contact with this physical world, with the body that I have, and I'm able to also tap from the world where I belong and tap resources and tap insight and tap inspiration with which I will solve problems in this side of the universe. So when you don't recognize that you are a spirit, you are not able to tap into those inspiration. The Bible says that there is a spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty, the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Why did he have to say so? Because you see, where you have access to the resources that we possess as believers is through our spirit. The Bible says that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Where? In the heavenly places. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. The way to tap to the spiritual blessings that you have in the heavenly places is through our spirit. It's through our spirit. That's why in Jude, verse 20, there's only one chapter in Jude. It says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The reason is that we need to feed our human spirit. We need to exercise our human spirit in the things that makes for strength for that spirit, so that our human spirit has the capacity to pull resources from that world into this world. Hallelujah. So praying opens our mind. Praying opens our hearts to inspiration. We are able to download things from God. Ideas are able to drop in our mind. You see, that's why you find out. See, one of the things, let me say this, then I'll just say the other one. That's why you find out that when you spend time to pray, maybe there's an issue you've been trying to address. When you spend time to pray, you realize that as you're praying, some ideas begin to come to your mind about that issue. As you pray, ideas begin to come to your mind about that issue. Some people have wrongly thought that, when you're praying, you should not think about those things. It's not correct. It's not correct. One of the things that we should understand is that we oscillate between two dimensions. There is the spirit that we have that makes contact with God's spirit. You see, in the dimension of God, there is no language barrier. Some of us think that it is English that the Holy Spirit speaks. There is no language barrier in the dimension of God. If it is English that the Holy Spirit speaks, that means the spirit of believers in China, they have to learn English. But it's not. It's not. It's not. You see, the code is unlocked in our spirits. That's why the Bible says that he that speaks in tongues speaks what? Mysteries. Mysteries. Because it's the language of our dimension. It's the language of our dimension. But what the Holy Spirit does is that he gives the interpretation of that mystery to our spirit. So as you are praying, you are touching on different things that has been prepared for you in the heavenly places. You are touching on those blessings. You are touching on the things that God has designed for you in the heavenly places. And the Holy Ghost now begins to bring the interpretation to you. So you have a difficult situation that you're trying to address. You are not sure about what to do. You are confused. Instead of you becoming anxious, the Bible says that be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. So you get into that dimension of praying. And as you pray, the Holy Ghost begins to bring ideas to your mind. This is how you should do it. This is how you should do it. This is how. That's how to tap into the dimensions of God. So in this case, as we prayerfully plan, it means that you're creating time to spend with God, where you are spending time in prayer and allowing the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to different things in different aspects of your life. To make this easy, there is a template that we've created to make the planning very easy. For those that were with us since the beginning of the year, those that have been with us for a while, or you were here at the beginning of the year, there was a template that we shared. And we're going to be sharing the same template again, today to plan for 2023. And what is expected is that you take this template and spend time in prayer as you look at these key questions. You are believing God to give you inspiration on how to respond to them. You're believing God to give you inspiration on key things that you need to do across these key 8 areas. And when you begin to put all of those things, articulate those things together, it becomes an instrument with which God can work with you to deliver your dominion in 2023. And one of the things we should understand is the promise of dominion is not for December 2023. It's not that by December 2023, you are now getting to the... No, it begins from the first day. Hallelujah. It begins from when? From the first day. And that's why you can't afford to push this behind. You have to be involved. You know, like I said, this is just, you know, an introduction to this. Luke chapter 14, 28 to 30. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build, I wasn't able to finish it. Preparation. Proper planning. But you see, one beautiful thing about planning under God is that there are certain things that the Holy Spirit will inspire you to put down that your mind might not be able to even accept. And you're like, how will this happen in 2023? Please put it down. There were some interesting things that I wrote in, you know, in this 2022. And so what I did was that after I did the planning, key highlights from my plan, I now put them on my iPad to become, so I tagged it my 2022 desires, you know, added scriptures and all that. So each morning I'm able to see it as I pray, I just pop it open, you know, declare God's word, declare the scriptures that I have there and all that. And I had some things that, yes, I know that it was pretty, you know, kind of crazy, you know. But guess what? He checked those things. He checked those things. He checked those things. He checked those things. You know, he checked those things. So I'm excited about preparing for 2023. It is possible, but maybe there are some of us that actually did the exercise, but you kept the paper somewhere. And you never go back to it. You know, because because you never go back to it, there's no way you get the result. Habakkuk chapter 2, as I tie this up. Habakkuk chapter 2. It says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampant. And watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. You know, for me, this is the way to start. Habakkuk 2 verse 1. Creating time to be with God and now reviewing the year. You know, how did 2022 go? First question, was there a plan? If there was a plan, was the plan followed? You know? And the Holy Spirit begin to bring to your mind all the instructions that he gave to you. You see, this is the best appraisal you can do in your life. You know how an organization at this time, everyone is doing end of the year appraisal so that people can get promotion, you know, and all of that, you know, bonuses and all that. But this is you sitting down with God, doing the appraiser of 2022. What were the instructions? You know, it starts with the prophetic word. There was the prophetic word. You see, if you did not hear any instruction in 2022, there was a word that it's a year of what? Outpouring. So then start asking you, how did you connect to this word? Did you just take it as, you know, anchor scripture? What did it, you know? There's something, what do they call a commoner, you know? Watchword, thank you, you know. You just take it as watchword. You know, it's the watchword for the year. And that was it. Or you took it as God speaking to you. As God speaking to you. As God speaking to you. Because you see, whenever God sends his word, he also releases the power to perform it. Whenever he sends his word, he releases the power to perform. So if any word ever comes out from God and it's not performed, it's not God. Because on our own side, we are to receive. We are to receive. Remember what Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood. He says, daughter, your faith has made you whole. He didn't say, my power has made you whole. He says, your own faith has made you. And if you remember what happened, the woman said that, she said in her heart, that if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made. Where is that understanding coming from? It's because he has heard. If you read that story behind you, you say, he heard about Jesus. Because he heard, he took that word that this man that does miracle is around and I can benefit from. What have you heard? What will you hear about 2023? How much will you believe it? So you start with your self-appraisal for 2022 with God. What are the things that he said? Then, verse 2 is now what you do for the next year. Habakkuk 2, verse 2. It says, the Lord answered and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets. So we are going to be giving you, you know, papers where you write it. Notepads. Where you write it. Write the vision. Write those things. Make it plain. Make it plain. Make it plain. You see, and one thing I need to beg of us is that if indeed you create time, you separate yourself to sit with God to draw up this plan, whatever it is that God puts in your mind, please write it down. Whatever it is that he puts, right? Don't think that, oh, this is like a 5-year vision. No. This is 10-year vision. No. Whatever he puts in your mind, do what? Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. And you see, as you write it down and you begin to pray towards it, you will see that the Holy Spirit will begin to break down these things for you. Begins to break them down to milestones for you. You see, there are two dimensions of things that you write down. The things that you understand how you are going to make happen, and the things that you don't understand how will happen. The things that you understand how they're going to happen, and the things that you don't understand how they will happen. But you see, by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, every of our desires, every of the words spoken to us will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Second Chronicles chapter 27 verse 6, it says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord is God. He became mighty. He became powerful because he prepared his way before the Lord. I mean, if you really read the background story, this was like a 26-year-old man that became the king, you know, in Israel. And he had major battle to fight, which was fight with the Ammonites, a major strong kingdom, you know, that was also contending. They were contending for the blessing too, you know. They wanted to take over the land of Israel. But you see, if there was anything that this young man did, was that he prepared his way before the Lord. And what it means is that he sat with God to plan his ways. You know, there are different interpretations that people give to scriptures, right? They can say that, oh, because he just set his heart to walk right before God. Yes, it's correct. He set his heart to live right for God. Yes, it's correct. But most importantly, he decided to plan his life with God. David showed us what it means to plan your life with God. Whenever he wants to go to battle, he will say, get me the Urim and Thummim, which is the substance or the shadow rather of the Holy Spirit that we have on our inside, today. They will bring him the Urim and the Thummim, and he will ask, Lord, should I pursue? If God says yes, pursue, he will ask, will I overtake? Will I win them? And God will say, yes, he will win them, pursue. That is what it means to plan your way in God's presence. You are not taking steps just as you will. You are taking steps as God directs you. The Bible says that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. See, as we close this morning, I know that some of you must have, attended different coaching programs or seminars on 2023. Aspire to perspire. Refire not to retire. Whatever it is, It's good to feed the mind. But it's important that we note that the templates, the ideas, the words that you've received, you need to now sit down under the inspiration of God to put those things into perspective. Those things are very good. I'm not saying that you should not do them, but I'm saying that the fundamental thing is to ensure that you plan your ways with God. And we trust God that as we engage in this exercise, the Holy Spirit is going to inspire us. In the name of Jesus, our mind will be enlarged. Our heart will be enlarged to comprehend the things that God has planned for us. In the name of Jesus, that the power to make these things happen, the Holy Spirit will put inside of us. In the name of Jesus. I want us to just rise up on our feet, this morning. And we're just going to pray a very simple prayer. You're going to pray a very simple prayer. I'm praying that prayer from the book of Psalms. Psalms 32, verse 8. Psalms 32, verse 8. NLT version. It says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will guide you along the best pathway. You see, you can settle for the best of God, or you can settle for any other dimension. God has the best dimension prepared for us in 2023. As far as our career is concerned, our ministry is concerned, our finances is concerned, our family is concerned, our marriage is concerned, our relationship is concerned, our enterprise is concerned, everything. God has the best plan for us, the best plan. He has prepared the best things for us because he loves us. But we can decide to either align with his best or settle for any other thing. We just pray this morning that, Lord, I yield myself to you and I ask that you guide me in the best pathway for me in 2023. You will open my eyes. You will open my heart to know the things that you prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. I want you to just lift your voice and just pray. It's a personal prayer with God. It's a personal prayer with God. He knows the best path for you in ministry in 2023. He knows the best path for you. He knows the best path for you. Just ask that the Holy Spirit will inspire you, will guide you, will lead you into the best path that he has designed. in the name of Jesus. We tap into your direction. We tap into your guidance in the name of Jesus, that you will inspire us, Lord, in the best path that we should follow. In the name of Jesus, you will open our eyes, open our hearts. Help us to understand your counsel at this time. In the name of Jesus, open our eyes, open our hearts, Lord. Download into our spirits the blueprint for 2023. In the name of Jesus, that we spend time with you. You will inspire us, Lord. You will grant us understanding. In the name of Jesus, that the best results that you've designed for us will be our outcome, will be our reality in 2023, to the glory of your name. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. And Lord, we ask that as we've raised our hearts to you, Lord, as we've desired, as we've longed for your intervention, for your interaction, for your inspiration, as we plan for the next year, Lord, we ask, Lord, that every day for the rest of this year, you will visit us. In the name of Jesus, you will communicate to us your counsel. In the name of Jesus, in those areas that you nudged our hearts this year that we did not pay attention and eventually we failed you, Lord, we pray that in 2023, we will walk in your ability to perform your counsel. In the name of Jesus, that everything you place in our hearts we will do. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, we understand that the remaining days in this year, they're actually too much for you to perform miracles in our life. Lord, we pray in every area where we are desiring your miracles, Lord, you will come true for us. In the name of Jesus, financial miracles. In the name of Jesus, miracles in the workplace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, specifically, I pray for as many people that desire God for promotion in the workplace this year and could not get it, and perhaps have even given up. Lord, we pray that you will make miracle happen. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified, Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. We give you all the glory and all the praise. This week is a blessed week for us. This week is a week of miracles for us. Lines are falling for us in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, because as for us and our household, only the shout of joy will emanate from our camp. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, celebrate God, somebody. Celebrate God.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,